Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Budden. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball four. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio catches it and throws to first to double up Carrasquel. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Pearsall scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klaus scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams scores. Lepsio moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy strikes out. one out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Busby moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Busby scores. Strickland moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Williams reaches second base with a double. Pearsall goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strickland strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Carrasquel moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a line drive towards the mound. Sullivan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mealy. Williams reaches second base with a double. Klaus goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 5, Red Sox, 5. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon is walked intentionally. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepsio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-3 in the game. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for George Strickland. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to second. Preston Ward pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Kenny Kuhn pinch runs for Preston Ward. Earl Averill pinch hits for Early Wynn. Dave Sisler now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Busby scores. Mitchell moves to third. Kuhn moves to second. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Daly for a passed ball. Mitchell scores. Kuhn moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. It's 9-7, Red Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Tom Hurd now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Daly settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Daly. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Averill now catching. Kenny Kuhn now playing second base. Bud Daly now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the mound. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wertz strikes out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mealy strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.